In addition to the advertising campaigns, there are many road safety public education programs.
In New South Wales, there are three main education agencies that help deliver education curriculum to students from kindergarten to year 12. We've been very fortunate that road safety has been integrated into our mandatory curriculum. So every child attending school from kindergarten to year 10 will have road safety as part of their normal learning program. That's been a huge win for us. Other states don't necessarily use those models, but we use that capacity that we have to develop resources for teachers and students along all road safety issues. And they've provided free to schools with training to teachers. And that partnership ensures that road safety is kept high on the agenda of schools, that students are given appropriate road safety at the right time in a sequential and an ongoing way, in an interactive and nurturing environment. And we've had some wonderful outcomes with our road safety education program, which has won a number of international education awards, and other states will frequently use our resources in developing their own road safety products for schools. So we're very proud of that program. I suppose when we started off, probably about 18 years ago, we didn't have road safety built into the curriculum. It was an add-on, a little bit like perhaps when you and I are at school and the policeman came to visit, gave us a talk about crossing the road safely and that sort of thing. It's much more refined now and so much more integrated, so that at any time a student may not even hear the word road safety, but can be receiving road safety in a multitude of curriculum areas. We may start to talk about statistics, and in the maths lesson we will start to draw graphs and get the students to have a look at what the trends in the road toll has been, how many people have been booked, how many people have been hit as pedestrians. In English, we most recently have developed a fabulous resource for years 11 and 12, which are the last 2 years of schooling, where that correlates with our young drivers. And what we've done is use the English curriculum there and built a whole teaching resource around it, so that we've used road safety ads, newspaper articles, and the students actually look at those and dissect and critique and review in terms of literacy style and learnings and take out messages. But it's all about road safety. In our legal studies, we actually put examples of crash cases and simulate the legal outcomes from somebody who may have been speeding or drinking or driving unlicensed and going through the legal process and looking at fault and that type of thing. Many of our resources are interactive, so the student actually takes on the role of maybe the police officer investigating a crash, the newspaper reporter who's there trying to pull together a story of what happened. There's the coroner who might have to draw conclusions from all the facts that were drawn from the crash site. So we actually get the students actively thinking. One thing about road safety, it's not the RTA in isolation. It actually requires so many stakeholders and participants moving together in the same way. So the child, the parent, the adult, the siblings, the teacher, the community, the RTA, the police, the council, so many partners play a role. If everybody knows and anticipates the potential things that could happen and takes steps to minimise them, then we get a better outcome.